Good day, and welcome to the Q3 2015 financial results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to KUKA's conference call for third quarter 2015. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage, www.kuka.com/investorrelations. You can find today's presentation there as well. It is now my pleasure to turn over the call to KUKA's CEO, Dr. Till Reuter.
Thank you, Andreas, and ladies and gentlemen, also from Peter Moon and my side, warmly welcome to this presentation of the financial results of KUKA AG for the third quarter of 2015. The past few months were very highly successful for the KUKA Group. We thus see the current and ongoing development of our company as being on the right course. Profitable growth continues. Demand for our products and solutions is developing nicely. The integration of Sisslog is progressing, and the cooperation with KUKA is developing well. We are seeing the first fruits of our efficiency program, which confirm our resolve to pursue this course further. We are highly satisfied with the results of the first nine months of 2015 and are confident of being able to achieve our financial and operative targets for the full year of 2015. Let me come to some operative highlights in the third quarter 2015. In the past quarter, we were once again able to win major contracts, reinforcing our strong position in the automotive sector. At the same time, we are also growing in general industry, where we are expanding in high-margin sectors. For example, we were awarded with a major contract by BMW for around 1,000 robots that will support the customer's growth in the North American market. With the assistance of KUKA, Sisslog was able to generate a major contract for 43 million euro from the Saudi company Almarai. Almarai mainly produces fresh milk products, poultry goods, and juices for the growing Gulf region. Almarai is planning to expand strongly over the next few years, and for this purpose, Sisslog has been enlisted as a partner and tasked with automating the distribution logistics and supervising system operations on-site. In China, we managed to win an important order from Geely Volvo with a volume in the double-digit million EUR range. The order encompasses seven sub-projects covering the engineering and assembling of vehicle bodies at the customer plants near Shanghai and Beijing. As you can see from this, growth in China is continuing on our side. In the past quarter, we very successfully placed a new promissory note loan, Schuldscheindarlehen, with a volume of 250 million euros. The average interest rate over the next five to seven years will be around 1.35%. We will primarily use these funds to enhance growth, for example, in America. Highlights. In the first nine months of 2015, we achieved a volume of orders received totaling more than 2.1 billion. Compared with the previous year, this represents a rise of 23%. Sisslog was able to contribute 361 million to this total over the same period. Excluding the new division, KUKA increased the volume of orders received by 2%. Total group sales were up 46% to around 2.2 billion. This growth benefited from the generally high demand for robotic automation and the high level of orders received in the previous quarters. Even without Sisslog, sales growth was extremely strong at +15%. Driven by the strong operative development and also supported by the book gains from the sale of HLS and the tools and dies business unit, totaling around 11 million, we were able to raise the EBIT margin before the purchase price allocation to 6.9% in the first nine months of 2015. The absolute EBIT before PPA for Sisslog improved to 152 million. Earnings after tax totaled 63 million in the first three quarters, after 45 million in the previous year. Coming to the key figures for Q3. EBITDA for the group rose by around 54%, from 129 million to 199 million in the first nine months of 2015. This improvement is largely the result of organic growth. For example, System increased EBITDA by around 71% or 44 million. Development of the gross operating result was also highly satisfying. In the first 9 months, the gross margin rose on an organic basis from 24.2% to 25.9%. This look is also improving continuously. The gross margin grew from 13.3% in the first quarter to 14.2% in the second quarter and now 17% in the third quarter of 2015. Investments totaled 68 million in the first 9 months of 2015, with 23 million in the third quarter of 2015 alone. Compared with the previous year, this represents a rise of 44% and 16% respectively. Despite this considerable increase, KUKA is continuing with a systematic pursuit of its asset-light strategy and is well within the target corridor of investing between 2.5% and 3.5% of sales revenue. For the first 9 months, we are at 3.1% in 2015. 70% of investments were in tangible assets, such as our new technology and development center in Augsburg, which shall be moving into in the coming weeks. The workforce rose by around 26% from 9,588 September 30, 2014 to 12,071 as of September 2015. It must be taken into consideration that most of this increase in the workforce is attributable to SwissLog. On the KUKA robotics system, the robotics increase in workforce was relatively even, divided between German industry, automotive and service, head systems. The main increase in the workforce was in the U.S. on the automotive side. At the same time, the HLS group and the tool and dice unit with over 800 employees in Germany were deconsolidated. Development of the free cash flow in Q3 2015 improved significantly compared to the previous quarter. Cash earnings improved due to the stable income position more than 60 million to 202 million in the first 9 months 2015. Cash flow from operations, from current business operations, was marked by two main influences and therefore down from 123 million in the first 9 months 2014 to 35 million in the first 9 months 2015. Particularly at SwissLog, due to the seasonal nature of the business and the orders in the logistics sector, there was an increase in working capital and a lower operating cash flow. Furthermore, the trade working capital has increased by 87 million since the start of 2015. This is primarily coming from systems. It is worth noting here that many orders were received in North America, particularly in the field of body and white production. These American contracts are characterized by the lower advance payments, but tend to have a better price quality. Just to note, the breakdown of orders received for the first 9 months in systems in systems business, 68% North America, 32% Augsburg. The previous year was around 50-50, so clearly more business from America compared to Europe. For the full year 2015, we are expecting a significantly positive free cash flow in the mid-double digits million euro range. Coming to both divisions in detail, robotics continued to develop consistently well in the past quarter. As in the preceding quarters, robotics achieved a value of orders received totaling more than 200 million. Compared to the same quarter of the previous year, orders received were up 20% to 222 million. This increase was borne by all three segments, automotive, general industry, and service. General industry was up 17% year-on-year and totaled around 90 million in the third quarter of 2015. Service increased to a similar degree. As expected, the automotive segment improved significantly compared with the preceding quarters due to the seasonal nature of call-offs on the basis of framework contracts in 2015. In comparison to the same quarter of the previous year, orders received in the automotive segment increased by 25% in Q3 2015. Sales in robotics fell by 7%, however, to 207 million. This is also linked to the call-off in the automotive segment. Profitability at robotics continued to develop very positively and reached 11% in the past quarter. The same quarter of the previous year, with an EBIT margin of 11.6%, profited from larger individual orders in general industry, from entertainment and aerospace, and also tier one suppliers. These orders were characterized by high profitability. Additionally, we invested in our future and increased our R&D and sales expense significantly in 2015. Coming to systems. As in the two preceding quarters, systems can look back on a very good quarter. Orders received fell slightly by 6%, but this development is entirely attributable to the receipt of a major contract from Boeing, around $85 million, which we booked in the third quarter of 2014. The body and vehicle segment, which accounts for around 50-60% of the total orders received in system, increased considerably in the third quarter of 2015. Compared with the previous year, the two main regions, North America and Europe, reported growth well in the double-digit range. System sales were able to benefit from the substantial orders in the previous quarter. In the third quarter, the division achieved a record-breaking sales of $367 million, representing an increase of 30% on the same quarter of the previous year. The EBIT margin also improved very considerably. Without the booking, the division achieved an operative margin of 7.1% in the fourth quarter. Reason for the increase, good price quality in the order backlog, successful execution of efficiency measures, and clearly good project management. In the past quarter, we achieved on top book profits of $3.4 million from the sale of the tools and dice business unit. Coming to Swisslog. Swisslog has been fully consolidated in KUKA's income statement since December 2014. The financial figures for the previous year are thus reported on a pro forma basis. In the third quarter, Swisslog recorded orders received totaling $127 million. This represents a slight increase on the previous quarter, but a fall on the previous year of 27%. We are working flat out to accelerate the dynamic performance at Swisslog significantly. The major contract in Alma is the first step in this right direction. We are systematically gearing the logistics business at Swisslog towards growth, primarily in the e-commerce, pharmaceuticals, and food sectors. We have launched numerous measures to stimulate growth, but in the case of large orders, however, it can take up to a year before the contract is awarded. We are working with high priority on new products that will combine the advantages of KUKA and Swisslog. This will also strengthen our competitive position in the targeted market. Sales at Swisslog improved very significantly once again, rising by 16% to $154 million in the third quarter. Substantial initial success in the integration of Swisslog and the implementation of efficiency projects are manifesting themselves in increased profitability. The operative EBIT margin of Swisslog has grown from 2.1% in Q3 2014 to 3.6% in the third quarter of 2015. In the past quarter, impairment charges of $11.8 million were incurred due to the purchase price allocation. Let's come to the outlook. At this point, I also would like to take the opportunity to comment on the potential impact of Volkswagen on KUKA. The Volkswagen Group is accounting for 7-10% of our annual sales revenue. So Volkswagen is one of KUKA's most important customers. Volkswagen has announced initial measures and considerations aimed at overcoming the problems. These are reflected in a potential reduction of investment, amongst other consequences. In the past quarter, we did not see any effects of this. But from today's perspective, it cannot be fully assessed when and to what extent KUKA will be affected. We anticipate that this process of establishing the required measures will still take some time by Volkswagen. We at KUKA are partners of Volkswagen and are supporting our customers in resolving the problems. With our robots and automation solutions, we want to help Volkswagen to save costs by enhancing the efficiency and flexibility of production. Besides Volkswagen, overall we see a continuation of growth trends in the automotive sector, especially in North America and Asia, whilst Europe will be more challenging. Besides aiming to be number one in automotive, clearly we reconfirm our strategy to further expand the growth in general industry. Let me now turn to the outlook for 2015. The high order backlog in the operative divisions means that visibility for the remainder of 2015 is very good. Coming to sales, we generally expect a relatively stable development in Europe for the full year. In the US and Asia, we are expecting growth. Sales revenue should rise at both robotics and systems, and for Switzerland, we're expecting sales revenue of up to 600 million for the full year. On the EBIT margin. The EBIT margin for the full year should be around, in robotics, around 11%. We thus expect the increasing expenditure for R&D, travel industry in China, as well as pressure on the price due to weaker yen, to be more than compensated by, for the effects of scale and improved sales mix. At systems, we are anticipating an EBIT margin of 6 to 7% on an organic basis. In the first 9 months of 2015, we have profited from the good price quality in the order backlog and successful implementation of the efficiency measures. In the fourth quarter, however, we are expecting higher costs for improvement of our IT processes and our global IT backbone and systems. We also envisage that the order volume and the price quality at systems in Europe will remain tight until the end of the year, which will also have negative impact on the margin systems. We currently anticipate that demand in Europe will improve again in the next year. Since the start of the year, the situation in Europe has been almost entirely compensated for by the demand from North America. Coming to Syslog. According to the business plan, integration costs at Syslog in 2015 should not exceed a maximum of 7 to 9 million. Taking the non-recurring costs into account, we expect an EBIT margin of 2 to 3% at Syslog before purchase price allocation. Looking at Fulcoca, Coca Group, for 2015 we are anticipating total sales revenue of around 2.9 billion at group level. On this basis, an EBIT margin of 6.5 to 7% before purchase price allocation and including the book profits for HLS and tools and dive business should be possible. Thank you very much for your attention. Peter Mohn and I now look forward to answering your questions.